WKIS time is 10:22, 22 minutes after 10 o'clock on WKIS News Talk 74. The Gene Burns program continues on the 31st of December, 1984. Larry Kahn in for Mr. Burns this morning. Now we will look at our special montage of fun moments on from the 1984 Gene Burns program.
They can legislate till hell freezes over, but they cannot legislate biology.
I am a man, you a woman, and we are different. Probably tucked away on the federal payroll yourself. You're probably already sucking on the public dole.
Someday we will be swallowed up in our own navels.
News Talk 74, you're on the air.
I think we should change the term menopause to womanopause. A direct insult to the male population.
Write a letter to the Surgeon General. Tell him to get the sexism out of the medical school.
I like mom's best cookies, but I'll never buy them again because they're sexist.
News Talk 74, you're on the air.
Hello, Gene Burns, it's Carol Channing.
How are you?
I heard the lady call in just now about the Bob Carr Auditorium opening night when we had that terrible blackout.
Oh, absolutely.
We want to invite the lady back to the show. Carol sent me to the box office.
Ficus tree planted in 1952. They claim they haven't watered it since 1954. The thing looks like a refugee from the Amazon jungle. If a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does it make a noise? If a panther lives in the forest and no one sees it, does it matter? I don't have anything against panthers, and we'll all make application to Mr. Morris. After all, I understand he is a blue-blooded New Englander. Tell us how they do it in places 400 years old. How to banish a pink flamingo. Who cares that the panther is near extinction? Do you? I don't. The problem with the simpering environmentalists, there is a place to which no one can go. Left in its state from the Paleolithic age.
Balancing the wife and the mistress, though, is almost a continental idea, is it not? You don't find it quite as much in the United States, or quite as openly in the United States.
All right. You don't find it maybe in Orlando.
If it feels good, do it. With the Catholics, if it feels good, it's a sin. As a matter of fact, they would hang a guilt trip on you. If you had a nocturnal emission, you would have involuntary manslaughter.
I worry about some of these do-gooders. If we keep up at the rate we're going, masturbation will be a capital crime. Of course, I would abolish the welfare system entirely. We have applications available. If you think you can do it better, come on down. We'll give you a job.
Okay, I'll be down in about 30 minutes.
Good. We are asking for what is justly ours. Hold it a minute. Hold it one cotton-picking minute. You have a right to get your hand in my pocket to raise children I had no part in bringing into the world, and whom I would counsel you against having, but damn it, I am one taxpayer who's tired of rewarding mothers who become baby factories. No just claim at all. It's the bottom line with the Catholic Church. Sex exists for procreation, and sex exists for recreation. We might as well just come face to face with the reality. Sex is fun, and there's nothing wrong with it. Here's a brain buster. Human beings may not be capable of freedom.
We hate gays, we hate blacks, we hate this group and that group.
Can't blame that on Roosevelt. Now, let's look at the Roosevelt pregnancy. Roosevelt presidency. I'm not interested at all in the Roosevelt pregnancy.
I think the only thing that make that guy happy would be some simulated sounds of sexual intercourse on the air.
What would you like to see us talk about?
Crazy thing. Let's bring some prostitutes on there. Bring some lesbians on there.
We've done that.
Bring
we've
some
done
homosexuals
that
on there.
We've done that.
I mean, let's do some crazy stuff.
We've
call up the mayor, call him a jerk about something. Don't be afraid. Don't be so reserved.
I mean, you just don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea who our largest advertiser is. First of all, you don't have access to our books. Sir, if that's the extent of your education, this country's in serious trouble. That wasn't educated guess. It was a provocative statement founded on nonsense. You have any conception whatever of how stupid what you just said is?
These are stuffed shirt people.
What is a stuffed shirt? Would you give me a definition of a stuffed shirt?
You.
What are the attributes of a stuffed shirt? Sir, are an inveterate jackass. How do you like that for a little edge this morning?
George Bush was saying to Jerry Falwell and the other troglodytes of the right wing, hey, look me over. Lend me a vote. I'm a great guy. I love Ronald Reagan. I'm going to be just like Ronald Reagan. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Elect me in 1988.
In my opinion, although some differ, the Electoral College should go the way of the dodo bird. Dodo bird.
Well, it may not have been popular. Remember Henry Clay. I'd rather be right than president.
Mondale. But I think Walter wanted to be president.
Well, I think he did, too. To become a bishop, you had to be born in wedlock. I mean, that is such an outrageous requirement. It is not the child's fault.
that he or she was born of an illegitimate union. The illegitimacy does not attach to the child. It attaches to the mother, if to anyone. Give me a break. No human being walking this earth, I don't care whether he wears the triple tiara of St. Peter or enjoys some conjunctive infallibility as a bishop or whatever, is infallible. Nobody. Nobody is infallible. Not, and least of all, the Pope.
I mean, you told the audience that I was a communist. Most of the people who listen to this program appreciate the fact that that's utter nonsense. And so that places what else you said in the same category.
A year of Gene Burns ramblings on WKIS News Talk 74. A couple of interesting little sound bites we saved and threw together, and hope you enjoyed it. Actually, we got a big kick out of putting it together, and actually, we also appreciate all of you joining us this year and talking about all of the different issues that we discussed on the Gene Burns program. Well, now it's your turn at 293-TALK, 293-8255. We are reviewing 1984 as we look at New Year's Day, just coming upon us tomorrow. 293-TALK, 293-8255. We have all kinds of issues on tap, and we invite you to join us and let us know what your favorite was this past year, what you think the most serious issue of the year was or is, and exactly what you think we need to...